So thank you for introduction. So this talk, my talk is for students, not for professor, okay? And thanks to the Torelli type theorem, so thanks due to Piatetsky, Shapiro, and Shafari Beach. So to study the K3, to study of K3 is nothing but studying lattices, so by Torelli, okay? So in this talk first I introduce some lattices, and then I introduce a period domain of K3 and integers. And then I will discuss automorphisms. Automorphisms of K3 and integers. So in particular, I will show you the description of the automorphism group for algebraic K3 and definition of symplectic and non-symplectic automorphisms, and also a relation with Mathieu group, M23, so Mukai 7. Okay. And finally, so if I have a time, I introduce automorphic forms, so Bochas product. So this is a automorphic form. Automorphic form on type 4 domain. So just a period domain of K3 or integers. Type 4 domain with known zeros and poles. Okay, this is my my plan. Okay. So I start the lattices. So lattices are so free D module L together with integral valued non-degenerate symmetric bilinear form, okay? And just a moment, I forget. And if we tensor R, then this is nothing but the quadratic form over R. So one can define the signature of lattice by the signature of quadratic form, okay? So signature, P2. And if P equals 0 or Q is equal to 0, then L is called definite. And in other case, so both are positive, L is indefinite. Okay. Maybe everybody knows. And lattice L is called even. Even lattice if so all intersection number, self intersection number is even. And also L star is denoted by, so L star is a dual lattice L. And then so there is a natural map by sending X to linear form, okay? But this map is injective because L is non-degenerate. And the quotient is denoted by AL. This is a finite abelian group. And its order is denoted by DL, okay? Okay. So the example is under one more definition. L is called in modular. So if L is isomorphic to its dual, okay, then example is And then example is so I denote by U hyperbolic plane, not H. Okay. D 2 0 1 1 0. And also for lattice L and non-zero integer. So I denote by Lm is on the same free Z module, but bilinear form is multiplied by M. Okay. So for example, U2 is G2 0 2 2 0. Okay. The next example is root lattice. Next. Next example is root lattice. So by definition, so root lattice is a in this token negative definite lattice generated by minus two vectors. And the root lattice is a orthogonal direct sum of the ADE type, so AN, AM, DN, EK. So here AM is it's a Dynkin diagram is like this. So all vertices is corresponding to a base of this lattice. So all of them are minus two vectors. And two vertices join this is R and S, then this time. Lines. Okay. This is a Dynkin diagram. So this is a type of AM and DM is like this. And also E6. This is E6. E7. And E8. Okay. And the discriminant is D is equal to M plus 1. And this is DN. This is the discriminant is 4, 3. 2, 1. So E8 is a unimodular. Okay. This is a root lattice. And next example is unimodular lattice. So for example, the following holds. So L is an even unimodular and the signature is PQ. Then difference of the signature, P minus Q, is divided by 8. Okay? And moreover, if L is an even unimodular and indefinite, then L is uniquely determined by its signature. So PQ. So, if, for example, if P is greater than Q, then Aries isomorph to so U cube. This is a direct sum of Q copies of U. And E8 minus 1. P minus Q is divided by 8. So. And other case, so you can, this is an exercise, so write down. Okay? Similar. So, indefinite case, classification is very simple. So, isomer class is determined by signature. But the definite case, not so. So, in the case of definite case, it's not unique. So remark is definite case, definite unimodular. So this here is a table. So rank is divided by 8. Okay? So rank is 8, 16, 24, 32, so on. Huh? Ah, yeah, definitely even in the thank you. And the number of isomorphism classes. So this is a unique, you know, one, E8, right? And this case is a 2. So, obvious one is a direct sum of E8, 2 E8. And another one, gamma 16. Later, I will give you how to construct this gamma 16. And this is a 24. And these 24 lattices are called Niemeyer lattice. And this case is more than 800 million. By using the mass formula. So, I don't know the classification. Okay. So, and I want to tell you some properties. So, let N be a Niemeyer lattice. And denote by Rn, the root sublattice, generated by all roots. Then Rn is empty, so Niemeyer contains no roots, or rank Rn is 24. This is a remarkable property. Moreover, we have three. Yep. Oh. Moreover, each irreducible component. Irreducible means they can diagram it. Connected, so AD type. This is a component of Rn has the same Coxeter number. Yes? I need? Has the same Coxeter number. So Coxeter number is this is a number of roots divided by its rank. So for example, Rn is A124, A212, so there are 23 classes, and 23 isomers classes of Niemeyer lattices are determined by root sublattice. And later also I will show you how to construct Niemeyer lattice of type A124. Maybe 10 minutes later. Okay. This is an example. Okay. Now, 50 minutes. Understandable? Okay. So this is a unimodular lattice. So unimodular implies, so this, yes? Does not move. This is my ear is small. Okay. So unimodular means this quotient group. This is trivial, of course. Over it. Sorry. Maybe like this, no? This is okay. Okay. So if L is unimodular, this group is trivial. But in general, this is not. And next is important invariance of lattices. That is, L is even lattice. Then one can define some form on this finite Abelian group. Value is q mod to z. So if you take x plus l, then send to this to xx mod to z. This is well defined because we consider even lattice. Okay. So this is a map. This is called a discriminant. Quadratic form. This is very important. Okay. And then now I want to introduce over lattice. So from starter sum lattice, one can get some another new lattice called the over lattice. So again, L is an even lattice. And then consider the subgroup of AL. This is a subgroup such that this form vanishes identically. Okay. Then you can define the subgroup LH. Okay. That is X. So X mod L is contained in H. Then this is an even lattice. Because this form vanishes identically. Okay. So this is a, of course, this is contained L. And this is called over lattice. In general, so how to pass this one. In general, so L prime and L, both are even lattice and the same rank. Then L prime is called over lattice. So over lattice over L prime is over lattice. Bijectively correspond to finite subgroup of L. So discriminant form vanishes, identically zero. Okay? So if we start H, L8 is over lattice, I show you. And on the other hand, if you take over lattice L prime, then take the quotient. This is a isotropic lattice, isotropic subgroup. So, so if you want to construct a over lattice, you can find you should find some subgroup, totally isotropic subgroup. Okay. Okay, this is the over lattice. So now I want to take two examples. First one is a gamma 16. This is an even unimodular negative definite lattice, rank 16. So how to construct? So I take D16. So this is a so R1, R2, R3, R4, R16. Maybe R5. Okay, then this group is two elementary of order 4, and one can, for example, the generator is R1, R4, R6, R16, and R2, R4, R6, R16. So you can easily check. So both contain the dual of L. You can check. So, for example, R3 meets R1 and R4. So it's okay. And then, so how many R roots appear here? So this is, I think, it's eight. Eight root here, and disjoint eight root. So intersection number is minus two times eight. So this is minus four vector. So this group gives you a isotropic order two vector. Okay, then you can get the over lattice here, index two. If you take one of them, index 2. But the discriminant is 4, index 2. So this is discriminant 1, unimodular. Okay? Also, you can choose this one. Then you can get another L2 prime. Both of them are isomorphic, but different as an over lattice. Okay? This is one example. And this is not isomorphic to E8 plus E8 because due to one of them contains a root lattice of type E8, but another contains D16, so you can distinguish. Direct sum? Yeah, that is, of course, I told you the theorem.
Just because the symmetry can be considered the unpolarized.
Yeah.
The two vibrations
correspond to each polarization. So you take the U.
Right, and the orthogonal complement to U, if you take the E8 plus E8 standard vibration.
Uh-huh.
And the
other 15 the Okay, the second example is Niemeyer. Second example is I start A1 24. In this case, AL is F224. Okay? So each A1 contribute to F2. Then, then there is a subgroup, maybe G, subgroup of this group called a binary Gore code. So the properties G contains 1111, okay. And for any vector in G, number of non-zero entry. Entries of X is divided by 4. And one more. Divisible. Is divisible. And if X is non-zero, then number of non-zero entries, non-zero of X is greater than or equal to 8. Then this is then as under also I forgot dimension G is 12. Okay. Then G is a isotropic subgroup again. Because non-zero entry is multiplied by 4. Okay. And each from each entry minus 1/2 appears. So minus 1/2 times 4 is minus 2. That means this one form vanishes on G. So you can get applying this correspondence, you can get an overlap. L has a discriminant 224. And so you have A124, and you get some overlaps here. And this discriminant is 224. And the index is 212. So again, you get a unimodular lattice here. And by this property, no new roots appear here. Only 48 roots appear. Okay, by this condition. Okay, this is a Niemeyer lattice of type A124. And this maybe I should introduce here Mathieu group. What is the symmetry of this lattices? So what is the orthogonal group of this Niemeyer? So divided by Weyl group, A124. Weyl group is just a minus one, so on each factor, okay? So this group is isomorphic to G224. So modular Weyl group, so this group acts on the acts on the coordinate. So this group is a subgroup of S24. But it has a condition preserving the G Gore code. So this is a definition of M24. So M24 is a symmetric group of 24 letters here, preserving this subspace. Okay, this is a M24. And later, M23 appears. So M23 is a stabilizer of one coordinate. Okay? And this is a first example of finite sporadic simple group. So maybe you know you are Joe Mackay. Okay. So this is an example. And finally, I want to explain the primitive embeddings of even lattices into unimodular lattices. So for example, a Picard lattice. So Picard lattice is a K3 lattice is even unimodular. And the Picard lattice is a primitive sublattice, also transcendental lattice. So I want to explain the Nicurian theory. So primitive. Groups of even lattices into even unimodular. Okay, I start L is an even unimodular and S is a primitive sublattice. Primitive means L over S is a torsion free. So primitive means then let T be the orthogonal complement of S in L. Then T is also primitive. This is a primitive sublattice. Then direct sum of S and T is a sublattice L, sublattice in L. And L is a over lattice. Okay? This is a over lattice. So you can apply the, some correspondence there. So H is a quotient S plus T. Then this is a isotropic. So QS, so here this quantum is a direct sum, QS plus QT. So with respect to this form, H is a isotropic. Okay. Then, then following fold. So here, S plus A T, and consider the projection first to the first factor and the second factor, A T. And here is a H. Then, to extract the projection to H, you get a map here, of course. But this is bijection. Also, this is bijection. This is a first claim. And also, so you can also QSX plus, and composite the this isomorphism, one can get the isomorphism from AS to AT. I do not by gamma. Then gamma S is equal to zero. Okay. So this is nothing but this one. Okay. you need a crew for this is very easy. So, for example, let me show you. Okay, so take a vector here and write last drive. So take any vector here and write a sum of S star and T star. Okay? Because this and assume so XX bar 0 in AS. Okay? So if the projection is not injective, then I assume so the projection is not injective. Then so some vector goes to zero. Okay. Then what happens? So then x equals this vector is in L. Maybe not this one. Xt is in L, right? But some multiple is contained in T. So this is a torsion. Okay. So now T is a primitive, so this means XT is contained in T. So this means X is model, so inside here, this vector is zero. Okay. So this map is injective. Also this map is injective. But order of H is equal to AT. So this means this map is bijective. Okay, this is a proof. And conversely, so if we start two even lattice and gamma is an isomorphism of the different groups such that satisfying this relation, so Q minus QSX equal to QT gamma X. Okay. Then there exists a even unimodular such that S is a primitive sublattice and T is a orthogonal complement of S in A. Okay. This is also easy. Maybe easy exercise. So consider the gamma X. This is a subgroup of S plus T and isotropic. Okay? Then you can take a over lattice. You can take a over lattice. This is an isotropic subgroup with respect to the discriminant form here. So you can get the over lattice. But you can easily see, so discriminant is 1. So this is even unimodular. And maybe primitivity comes from gamma is isomorphism, so this embedding should be primitive. So this is a proof of the converse. And the example is, for example, L is E8 and ST. S is A1, then complement is E7, okay? And A2, E6, A3, D5, D4, D4. And then Also, for example, I want to show you some corollary. So L is an even unimodular, and S is a primitive, and T is an orthogonal complement. Okay.
Oh.
Too bad. Okay. And another. And then and assume if you take some isometry of S, isometry of S such that it acts on discriminant trivially, then this isometry can be extended to isometry on L. So there is an isometry L such that G tilde is an extension of G, and G tilde acts on T trivially. So this is a easy corollary. Okay. I'll show you. If you take this isometry, this is the isometry of S plus T. But of course, you can consider S star plus T star here. But this isometry, by the assumption, this isometry acting trivially on the discriminant here, difference of here, okay? By definition, G acts trivially, and identity acts trivially also. So this means, so here is L and S plus T. So this quotient, this isometry acting trivially, this means L preserves, L is preserved. Then G tilde preserves L. Okay. Okay. And also, for example, one more corollary. Similar one. For example, natural map. This natural map is surjective. Then, so for any isometry of S can be extended. Oh, to the one on L. Okay, this is similar. And I want to emphasize. For example, to find the maybe behind the black box. No. So if L and S are given, and then when S can be embedded into L, so this is a big problem. So we need to find a suitable T, okay? So existence of suitable T, this is a problem, okay? So I want to give you some one sufficient condition due to Nicoli. Okay. So this is several Nicoli. So T is a even indefinite lattice such that rank T is greater than or equal to L plus 2. So here I will explain later. Then T is uniquely determined. uniquely determined by its signature and discriminant form. And this natural map is surjective. And this LAT is a, this is a number of minimal generator of finite abelian group. Okay. So, for example, the uniqueness means the uniqueness of the embedding of S into L. Okay. And this condition also you can apply this kind of extension problem. Okay. So this is a first section, introduction to that season. Almost 50 minutes. My time is 50 minutes. So maybe I stop. It's better to stop here. Tomorrow I will introduce a period of. Maybe somebody introduce a period of peer domain explicitly. Okay, so anyway, I stop. Thank you.